Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, my friends, this morning we are live from the Axis Theatre in Ballymun, and we're here with our friends from AXA, whose Being a Woman Shouldn't Be a Risk campaign is helping to shine a light on female empowerment, as we all have a responsibility to do more, all of us, to address the balance. Like, for instance, even now, globally, only 33% of business owners are women. Think about that for a second. And as part of that, we've been hearing some incredible stories going out across the station all this week of some brilliant women who faced challenges and managed to turn them into triumphs. And we're going to hear from some more amazing women on the show today, including these two sitting in front of me, Aoife Smith and Marion Batty. You're very welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much.
That's, yes, good, good. Great. It's great to have you. Let's talk about what you guys do, because the Great Care Co-op is a radical, not-for-profit way for the elderly to stay living in their community, consistently cared for by people that they know and trust. And you two are very much part of that. So, Aoife, can I go to you first? What is the background of the Great Care Co-op? When did it start? What do you guys do exactly?
Okay, so it's got a long story.
Okay.
It stems from the Migrant Rights Centre Ireland and about two decades of campaigning, grassroots campaigning with migrant women in care, fighting for rights, visibility. A lot of women came to Ireland back in the late 90s working in care, childcare, domestic work, and really a lot of exploitation, long hours of work, low wages, being undervalued, disrespected. So issues with their immigration and with gender and with the work that they were doing. So we had a group of about 500 women. I was the community development worker, and we were rolling out campaigns. Women were going, taking politicians straight on, talking about forced labour, talking about, you know, extreme exploitation, talking about recognition of care and women's work. And we won, and we had lots of policy changes. But on the ground, the terms and conditions didn't improve. People were still coming back saying that the wages were really, really poor. So then we decided we need to do something about this ourselves. We need to set up a new model that has workers' rights, migrant rights, carers' rights, all at the core, and that comes from a human rights and equality framework. Mm-hmm. So we got some funding together, a core group of 10 women, myself and 9 migrant women.
We just got some funding together.
We did.
I love how you're so blasé about that. You know, that probably took years and a lot of work, but you got some funding together. Yes,
we put this
continue.
Group together, yeah. And we research, we said, we don't want to copy what's out there. We need to do something different. This sector is really privatized, and that's great. There's a place for privatization. But when you start to have to satisfy shareholders and make profit at the cost of care, and you need to make the profits from somewhere, and it's been workers' wages have been kept really, really low. So we said, right, we're going to redesign something, revision this. How can we give the people who need care, our aging silver tsunami? We have so many people who are aging at the minute. How can we ensure that the care we're given meets their needs, but also meets the needs of mostly women and migrants working in care as well? And that's where the Great Care Co-op came from. So we've designed, we're the first worker cooperative. The carers actually own the business, so it's co-ownership. You spoke about, you know, low percentages of women in owning business. This is a collectivisation. Instead of, you know, board and corporates owning companies, this is flipping it on its head. The workers actually own the company and have a say in how the business is run, and all profits get reinvested back into workers' pay, pensions. We pay pensions, unheard of in the home care sector, and also better terms and conditions and training for women working in care.
While looking after the elderly.
While looking after
oh
the
my
elderly.
Days,
so it's a win-win.
It is amazing. And Mariam, you are also someone with the lived experience of how migrant workers can be abused in Ireland. And you're now working to help migrant workers with a master's in social policy. Can you believe what's been achieved since 2010?
Sometimes I find it hard to believe myself, but look, I think I'm one of those fortunate people to stand on the shoulders of amazing, mighty women that I've met throughout the years, the 13 years that I've been in Ireland to this point. From that morning when I arrived with the 6 a.m. flight from Johannesburg, with pulling my olive green suitcase, cabin size, with full of big dreams, you know, to get the life that I had grown up in, really full of difficulties growing up, you know, this big dream was what drove me. But from the point that I met months later, after being exposed to these working in invisible situations as a domestic worker behind closed doors, Very energetic children and working very long hours in isolation and not knowing where to look for help. So from that situation, meeting one migrant woman that told me about Migrant Rights Center Ireland and personally brought me there to one of the meetings and to meeting a group of amazing campaigning women that, if I just mentioned, that I became a part of. I didn't even realize something like that existed, where I could fight back at the exploitation that I had experienced to campaign for better working conditions, but to also meeting people that put me in contact with people that would later fund me. Three amazing women funded my undergrad, because to get to this master's, I would have had to have an undergrad first. It took me 18 years to realize that dream, to set my foot on my North University one of the days. It had been 18 years since secondary school that I had that dream. So I really stand on the shoulders of mighty women.
I think you're pretty good yourself. You know, I think you need to take a little bit of credit. I mean, little did you know when you're in Joburg that when you'd come here, that you'd be part of such change.
It's amazing to get those opportunities. That's the point I was coming to, that it's incredible to see that what people can achieve when they get the right support, they meet the right people and are given that opportunity. Because when I was, throughout my life, I never thought an opportunity like this to be part of something big, to be part of campaigning for better working conditions and for bettering our society was possible. So yes, I'm grateful.
Fair play. So what does the co-op do to help people in carer roles now?
Yeah, so the issues that I would have myself and the co-founders, predominantly all women and 90% migrant women, would have had vast experience of working in care. And we looked at the issues that we'd experienced, long working hours, exploitation, not being paid well, and we thought, you know, after 10 years of campaigning and being so successful at it as well, part of changing so many policies in Ireland, including legislation, and that we still come across people that today are being exploited, this is how we thought, you know what, maybe we do need to do something better that would make a difference in our society. So today we have a team of carers that are business owners that are responsible for scheduling, you know, for all aspects of care, including scheduling, including where they work, and also in terms of solving problems within the team. These are called self-managing teams that work without a direct supervisor or a manager, but still very much compliant within the care legislation or regulations. So it's incredible to see.
So it's getting better, but we still have a long way to go. It's not perfect by all means. I think that would be fair to say. But you've definitely seen a change since 2010, a positive change.
There's bound to be change in, you know, over 10 years.
Yeah.
But it's really not remote to say. I've still come across people that have had, for example, it was 3 years ago that I got a phone call from someone where a domestic worker was locked out of a diplomat's house. After that that contract for the diplomat ended, they left her looking after the house. And when they left, she was not being paid this whole time. Yes, she had this massive house she was looking after, but she was not going to be paid from that time.
Wow.
When the new diplomats came in, ambassador came in, they just told her that they brought their own stuff. They don't need it. This was like just not so long ago. So you still come across such people, but we are, I think, a bit aware. And what we do today, we continue to raise that awareness so passionately, because we do not want other people to go through things that we have gone through.
Awareness is key, I suppose. I mean, where's that migrant worker going to go? Are they going to go to the police? No. Where are they going to go? So knowing that an organisation and stuff like this exists is very, very important. Eva, can I ask you just about the work? Tell us, how do the elderly benefit from the work that you guys do?
So we focus on more socially focused care. The current care model, it's more like time on task, whereas you only get care really if you need a shower, or if you've got dementia, if you have Parkinson's, you know, and that's really limited, because to age well at home means a whole range of supports. And what makes people happy is social connectivity, connecting to their community, making warm, friendly relationships. So our model really focuses on that, which is quite different from other models of care out there. It's more like 80 is the new 60.
Yeah.
I spoke to a man, 92, who's still hill walking, but he's not able really to do his own laundry, you know, or change his bed. He's got lower back problems. So people like that, they don't need to go to nursing homes. You know, they just need to be able to avail of supports in the community that can help them on their journey. So his needs will probably increase as he goes further down the line. At the minute, it's really just focused on if somebody has a condition, and that's not meeting the needs of people. There's so much need out there that it's a huge growth sector, you know. So we set this up. It was set up by migrant women, but it's for all women. Like most of our carers at the moment, we've got 50-50.
Okay.
So we really see this as an opportunity. You know, the stats say that in the next 20 years, there's going to be about 20,000 jobs needed in home care to keep up with population ageing. If we don't do something now, these are continue to be low-wage, precarious jobs. It doesn't have to be that way. There is a different way to do it by coming together, collectivising. Social enterprise are businesses that do good. Does good for older people, mm-hmm. does good for the people working in them, and does good for the community. So what we do now is better for all of our futures, and we're all going to be there, you know, 30 years down the road.
Absolutely, absolutely. My mother is going to love that you said 80 is the new 60, first of all, while listening to this. And also, I can't help thinking all those women working together collectively, you must have some Christmas party.
We have some. We were playing laser tag last week, shooting each other. It was great, crack.
Bowling.
Bowling, yeah. I love it. I mean, you guys are doing incredible work. But what is the plan for the future? Tell me.
So at the moment, we have piloted, tested, we've secured multi-year funding. People like what we're doing and they're getting behind it. They know the potential is here. Great care, great jobs. They're intrinsically linked. So in the next 3 years, we want to scale up. We employ 21 women at the moment. We want to scale that up to 30 by the end of the year, and in the next 2 years up to 60. And then we're going nationwide, and we'll be... It's scalable and replicable all over the country. Yeah. So if you're out there, women are driving this change. If you're a carer and you're interested in being a business owner and, you know, being valued for your work, being respected, and you have a vision, you know, get in touch with us. And also, if you're looking for care, you know, and you know that it could be done differently, we also want to hear from you too. We've got our website.
Go on.
www.tgcc.ie, the Great Care Co-op.ie. You know, reach out, give us a phone call and get in touch. We are dying to hear from people, and we hope that this will inspire others to get in touch, because it's designed by carers for carers, and it will grow if people want to join us and work in this way.
Well, you two are very inspiring women, and I thank you for taking the time out of your very busy day to come and chat to us. There we go, Aoife Smith and Marion Batty. Thank you so much for being my guests here today. And just the website again, let me get this right, tgcc.ie. There we go. If you want to get involved, if you've any ideas, sounds just absolutely amazing. And we will be back with more amazing stories and guests after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.